Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. Born and raised in Russia, Ina Lobanova-Heasley is now a Philadelphia-area publicist, as well as an amateur musician and singer. She talked with me about how Van Cliburn influenced her childhood and his effect on the Russian culture in which she grew up.
He was my idol all my life. I know he brought a lot of Russian culture and Russian knowledge and information about Russia during the Cold War to America and American people. I actually was fascinated watching that parade in New York that they gave him when he returned with a victory at the Tchaikovsky competition. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what he did for Russian people. I actually spoke with my mom today about this. And so this is her witness account. She was 18 at the time when this was all happening. And so these were the first years after Stalin died and Khrushchev took over. And so in people's life, there was kind of a new spring. It was a warming up, even though there was still an iron curtain, you know, no news about America or outside world, especially Western world, would ever leak in the Russian press or mass media. But when Khrushchev came, you know, to power, little by little, you know, all these little new arts exchanges, student exchanges were taking place. And so the Tchaikovsky competition was part of that thaw period. And that was the first competition, 1958?
Yes.
And the fact that American took the first prize, that was unheard of. You understand that politically, no American should be even close to being even nominated because Russia, Russian music and Russian school is the best. And that's how, you know, the propaganda worked. You know, they always put down all the, you know, achievements of the West, and Soviet Russian culture was it. And so when this young guy, I think he was 23 at the time, this long limbs and huge hands, you know, resembling Rachmaninoff hands, with this pile of hair, smile, and friendly and warm and loving person, took stage and played Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky the way that just took Russians' hearts. That really started changing not just, you know, people's perceptions, but also their consciousness. My mom just was saying that idea that we're all united, we're the same, we don't have to be afraid of each other, you know? Through music, we can speak to each other and open our hearts, open our eyes, and communicate, rather than being afraid and, you know, trying to put down each of the country. Because Russia and America are two big forces on the planet, and it's very important for the peace on the planet so that these two powers collaborate. And that's what happened through Cliburn's music in 1958. This was a huge step in that direction. And he probably did more for any political agenda as a people's diplomat than any politician could ever do.
Wow, that's great.
And so the significance of this, you know, I was growing up with this knowledge, you know, who he was. He was not just a pianist. He was a peace bringer. He was a bridge builder. And he genuinely loved Russia and Russian culture. And Russian people could feel it. They could sense it. And they were so grateful for that. And actually, after he left, a lot of people realized that, you know, we do live behind Iron Curtain. And yet, if this kid could come and play like this, this means probably that America also has some good music schools and good teachers and understanding of how music should be played. And it's actually one of the first times Juilliard School was on minds of the people. It was actually, they were hungry for the news from America after that, because they just had a taste of it. And it woke up a lot of people consciously, you know, that we're not that superpower just all alone. There is another superpower out there that is capable of producing beautiful art. And that was huge.
Thank you so much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.